Allow me to share a reflection with you tonight. These days, who uses the term Maundy anyway? The night before Jesus' death, he wasn't running away. He wasn't counting on his army or preparing tactics for a battle. Instead, he was with the ones he loved. Those would be the witnesses to his life after he was gone. The word Maundy means mandate or a commandment. So when we talk about Maundy Thursday, we are actually talking about Mandate Thursday. We are talking about the night that Christ told his disciples exactly what he expected of them. He again, the word found in John. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." It is not my job to name Christian holy days. But if it were so, I might change it to something like Love One Another Thursday. Or The Last Thing Christ Really Wanted Us to Know Thursday. It would help us remember what it means to be Christians. We will be known by how we love. What does that mean in practical terms? Well, firstly, the duty of the love is reflective. This calls for us to have experienced Christ's life in our own lives. When Jesus gave the commandment to love one another, he anchored it to a known context. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. That's the context. This kind of love is reflective of Jesus' love because Jesus loves us first. I've heard it said that there are some people who are hard to love. We may prefer to love them afar. But the love of God dissolves any unlikable quantities or qualities. We are to love as Jesus loved us. How do you reveal the love of Jesus to one another? Secondly, the duty of love is responsive, not just reflective, but responsive. Such love calls for us to do something, to act upon it. The life of Jesus always calls for a response. Jesus washed the disciples' feet, was an extraordinary practical expression of love. So, my question for us tonight is that how would we impact the world if all of us can do the same like Jesus? Thirdly, the duty of love is relatable, not just reflective, not just responsive, but relatable. Jesus said that by this love, a love reflecting his own, responding to his love, other people would know we were the family of God. So love is relatable. Love is the carrier for our theology, for our faith, for our convictions, for our mission. The mission of God is established when a community of Christ demonstrates his love in perceptible expression. So, is this relatable evident in our life today? Could it be that the easiest thing for us to say are sometimes the hardest to do? Could it be that these Bible truths, like love one another, are the most poignant and sometimes the most perplexing things? People shall know us not by our theology, not by our worship style, not by our influence, but they shall know us, that is, they shall see the life of Jesus in us, that is, by our love. Let me bring it to a close. Between this Maundy Thursday and the one next year, if God's willing, we are here and we'll be back on the same Thursday, worshiping the Lord on Maundy Thursday. Let us not forget that the mandate is simple, and yet demands our whole lives and all our attentions. And here in our church at St. Luke's, we can give Christ nothing less. To receive him by faith is to recommit ourselves to love Jesus, reflecting his love in your own life, responding by each other, and relating that love in tangible ways. This is the law of grace. This is the duty of love. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.